בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שני בשבת קודש, לסדר נסו, שלושת ימי הגבלה. This is it. Yeah. This is really, yesterday was the הגבלה מדרבנן, משה רבנו הוסיף מדעתו. מדאורייתא, what was the הגבלה? וקידשתם היום ומחר, 2 days. So today was the דאורייתא of the ימי הגבלה. טוב, we're on page צדי בית. Ah, how apropos, קודשה בריחו, אורייתא וישראל, Hadu. This is a famous line from the Tikkunei HaZohar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Am Yisrael are really one entity. We're all joined. Le'avat Hashem yesh kama dargot zo lema'ala mizo. There are different levels of Ahavat Hashem. Ve'ameula shebahen hi ha'ahava ha'mitlava li'irat ha'romemut. Love of Hashem that accompanies this awe of Hashem's greatness. She'al yada zuche li'itkashrut עם הקדוש ברוך הוא והתורה הקדושה באמצעים קלים, in that way, person can be easily connected to הקדוש ברוך הוא and the Torah. וביאור הדברים, הנה אהבת השם קשורה ומחוברת לשתי אהבות נוספות. Love of Hashem is, by definition, connected to two other loves. אהבת ישראל ואהבת התורה ולומדיה. These are terms that get thrown around a lot in Judaism, because they're very important terms. אהבת השם, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך. אהבת ישראל, אהבת התורה and those who learn it. קיטה בזוהר הקדוש, שקודשה בריחו, אורייתא וישראל, קשורים זה בזה. פירוש הדבר, שמי שאוהב את הקדוש ברוך הוא, בהכרח אוהב גם את ישראל. By extension, if you love Hashem, you have to love your fellow Jew. וכן להפך, שאוהב ישראל, בהכרח אוהב את הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי בדבר מאוחד, מי שאוהב חלק אחד, בהכרח אוהב גם את החלק השני. If you love a person, right, you love your spouse. If you love them, you love their arm. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's not separate. No, I can't, I don't love, no, it's all, it's fused. So since Am Yisrael and the Torah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu are fused, so by loving one, that means you love the other. And guess what? Michlal hin ata shomea alav, that if you don't love one, that means your ahava in one of the other areas is lacking as well. Yeah.
So when you get excited, like, see, like, they can do, I mean, for example, one of the dealers you see, and the other just learn. That, like,
Megala,
like, they don't have, like,
it's a, you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to that question. If a person would rather learn, you know what I'm saying? If a person doesn't get excited any time, like if you're sitting and learning and a Gdol Ador walks by and you're like, eh, so I would say there's a pagam in your learning because you probably, you know, you know what I'm saying? But if you'd rather sit and learn as opposed to traveling or whatever and going to the sea, you know what I'm saying? I don't think there's a right or wrong there. I think it's a judgment call, whatever you feel. Huh? Oh, at the deer shoe? But the ma'amad, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a person, I'll give, this is a bad analogy, but just imagine on the morning of Matan Torah, the entire Am Yisrael, I mean, we woke up late, but we were supposed to be there early in the morning and can you imagine a guy stayed in his tent? He's like, I'd rather learn right now. Pagam. I mean, there were things to learn at that point. We didn't have the whole Torah. We had bits and pieces. Shabbat, para. You had kibud avayim, sheva mitzvot ben enoach, you know. Kibud avayim. Those were mitzvot given at Mara. Anyway, Bekitzer, Sheneimar, Sham Sam Lo, Chokum Mishpat, Visham Nisahu. Yeah, there were Chokum Mishpatim. Says, he continues, Ve'avat Yisrael ba'a levitui ba'asiyat ma'aseh chesed begufo. How do you express your Ahavat Yisrael? You can't just say, oh, I love my fellow Jew, I'm Yisrael high. You know, you have to really do chesed, manifest itself. אורגון שראה אדם מבוגר, מרים סל כבד, וניגש לעזור לו. He gives a simple example. It's like, you know, shuk schleppers, right? You go, you see a person, this t-shirt's like that, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you see a person schlepping and whatever, elderly man, pick up his bags, you see him on the bus, let him sit down. Simple things. Do מעשה חסד בגופו, כי אי אפשר להשאיר את אהבת השם בלב לבד, ויש להביאה לידי מעשה על ידי קיום המצוות. Right, he's now speaking against cardiac Judaism. Yeah, I'm a good Jew at heart. know what I'm saying? That's great. Make sure you don't have a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? You got to let it out of the heart and let it permeate the rest of your body and do the mitzvot. וכמו לדוגמה, בכבוד בית הכנסת, האהבה לבית השם באה לביטוי בכך שניסן שהמקום יהיה תמיד נקי, ואומר לעצמו, אם אביו של הנשיא היה מנקה את ההיכל בזקנו, איך נתרשל בשמירה על נקיות המקום? ספר חרדים brings down, one of the reasons that Rashi's father was zochet to a son like Rashi, is he had a long beard, and he would sweep the בית הכנסת ובית המדרש with his beard. לכבוד השם יתברך. It showed that he had this yirat kavod for Bet HaKnesset. So how are you not going to clean up? How are you not going to put back Sfarim? How are you going to leave a mess? How are you going to... Stam, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim in Perek Kavzayim. We know the fact... David HaMelech wanted to sit, wanted to dwell in the Bet HaKnesset, Bet HaMidrash, his whole life. Yeah, lachazot benoam Hashem ulvaker beechalo. To visit in a sanctuary. Why visit? Because even though he's there as a fixture, but David HaMelech always wanted to make sure that every time, you know, when you're a guest, you don't, the first thing you do isn't like kick off your shoes and like, you know, plop on the cat. When you're a guest, you know, you carry yourself in a little bit more of a dignified way because you're a guest. So David HaMelech wanted to stay in Bet HaKnesset to Bet HaMidrash his whole life, but with that feeling of ulvaker beechalo. Shivti bevet Hashem. It's Hashem's house. I'm visiting. I'm a fixture, but I'm still visiting. Meaning, I'm the ball. It's good to feel comfortable in Bet HaMidrash, but not in a way that causes Chas V'Shalom a lackadaisical feeling towards the Bet HaMidrash. Yeah? Okay. Maor, ma ata omer?
Like leaving cups in a Bet HaMidrash without picking up after you guys? That's something that
we... Whoa. Like... a person not picking up after oneself. Yeah, like, yeah, anyway, b'kitzer, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave Musa le'am Yisrael, look in the beginning of Parashat Dvarim, benachach, benachat, benachat, benachat. Yeah? Divrei Chachamim, benachat nishma'im, says Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah? Ma'ane rach yashiv chema. Ahavat Yisrael mevi'a le'ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואהבת הקדוש ברוך הוא מביאה לאהבת ישראל, ועל ידי שניהם יחד זוכים לתורה באמצעים קלים. We are all of these אהבות are joined at the hip. On Shavuot, we customarily read, both ספרדים and אשכנזים, read מגילת רות. Several reasons the פוסקים bring for why we do that. It's the ספר יוחסין של דוד מלך ישראל, was פטירז then. Also, because רות was a גיורת, and עם ישראל at מעמד הר סיני became גרים. You know that. גמרא, מסכת יבמות, דף ממזיין, the Gemara learns out all of the dine gerut from Ma'amad Har Sinai. Brit, Tvila, Kritat Berit, you know, Korban, nowadays we don't have the Korban, but all of these things we learn out from Ma'amad Har Sinai. So, Ruth was the quintessential Ohevet Yisrael. Can you imagine? She fought so much. Her mother-in-law, is a big, Maran Zechon Baruch Hai is an interesting, there's a machloket, between Machloket and the Poskim, whether or not Machlon v'Chilion, when they went to Sde Moav, when they married Rut and Orpah, were they Nochriot or not? Yeah, were they Goyot? So Machloket the Poskim, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Chas v'Shalom. It's a Tikkuni HaZohar. It says, Machlon v'Chilion were G'dole Ador. What they would marry, Nashim Nochriot, Chas v'Shalom. They were punished for having left Eretz Yisrael and left the Aniyim stranded. That's true. But Chas v'Shalom to say that they married Shiktzas, ma pitom, Chas v'Shalom. Rather, Maran Zichron Levracha explains in his Perush on Megillat Rut, says, no. He says, they converted them. They converted Rut and Orpah. However, there was a flaw in their Gerut. The Tosafot, the first, there's a Gemara in Masichet Yevamot of Memzayin. The Gemara says that the Seder of the Gerut, since it says Mishpat by a Ger, it needs to be done in front of three Dayanim Ksherim. It needs to be done in front of three Dayanim. Now, here's the issue. They left Eretz Yisrael, Tzde Moav, it was Elimelech, Machlon, V'Chilion. They were Gdolei Ador, but not Dayanim Ksherim. Why not? They're krovim psulim ladun, so they weren't dayanim kshirim, and therefore there's not, where are they going to find dayanim kshirim in Moab right now? So therefore, what did they do? There's a Tosfot that says, however, if it's galui lakol that they were tovel, everybody knows about it, and then they go and act in the ways of Am Yisrael bedat Yehudit, that's considered, that's an umdina anan sadeh, and that's like having dayanim kshirim. So Machlon v'chilion, they said kim lan kedata Tosafot. They said we would like Tosafot that you don't need dayanim kshirim, and that's why they married them. However, Naomi knew their mother. No, lo kacha. If you look, da'at Arif, da'at Rambam, da'at Shulchan Aruch, lo kacha. They're not mechalek. They do act. Anan sade, lo anan sade. You always, it's la'ikuva. You need shlosha dayanim kshirim, and you didn't have that. Therefore, Naomi, that's another question. If they're really gerim, to the extent that Machlon v'chilion married them, so why is Naomi trying to be marchikotam? Why are you pushing them away? Yeah. Elamai, Naomi said, lo, Machlon v'chilion lo nachon. Ein halacha kedaat ha-tosafot. Halacha kedaat Arif ve-Rambam. V'lachin. They said, according to them, according to the Arif ve-Rambam and da'at ha-Shulchan Aruch, the gerut was 100% pasul. Therefore, they thought they were megayir otam ka-halacha, אבל זה לא נכון. And that's why, באמת, she tried pushing them away, ורות דה וקבע. She stuck with her through thick and thin. באשר תליני ענין, באשר תמותי עמות, אלוקייך אלו, no matter what. She showed such מסירות נפש for the Torah ומצוות. She says, I don't care, you can push me away, whatever, I'm coming. She fought, ממש, to hold on to the Torah. She said, I have already a zikat to Yahadut. You can't push me away now. If I need to go through it again, I'll go through it again. I'll do the gerut, whatever I need to do. Aval ma, I'm holding on for dear life. Naomi said, wow, such ahavat Hashem, such ahavat Israel, such ahavat Torah, can't push that away. You got to accept that. She took her back. And be'emet, the Midrash says she was a princess. Rut was the daughter of Eglon Melech Moab. She's a princess, rich girl, vezeh, mechubedet. And then she comes from Zdeh Moav, she leaves everything behind, and then she has to go to the field picking wheat with the anim. Says, ah, that's, Boaz saw this, says, like the Gemara says, v'chidarko shel Boaz lish'ol ban nashim. Yeah? Boaz, ayagdol ador, Rosh HaSanhedrin. What is he asking? Who's this na'ara? Rather, he said, the Gemara says that he saw dvar tzni'ot, she would tznu'ah. As opposed to the other, right? When you're an ani in the field and there's likach chaufea, so you gotta be, you know, you gotta be quick on your feet. Grip. So maybe the other benot Yisrael weren't as careful with gidrat tzniut and root. Interestingly, that's why the Gemara says, also in the Gemara Nivamot, kashin gerim Yisrael kesapachat. Yeah, gerim are very hard for Am Yisrael. It's like tzaraat. Why? Because it's a big mechayev. Oh, look at her. I remember when I was learning in Kol in Yechavedat, very nice guy. There was, I think his name was Avra, or Pinchas Avra, I don't remember. There was a gir from Singapore. Yeah? There was a very prominently Asian looking fellow, came from Singapore. He was like a very, very high level tech guy, programmer, whatever, big like stuff. And he was very noticeably Asian. So he was Gir Tzedek, and he wasn't part of the Kola, but he started hanging out there. And I remember, I watched him for hours on end. He finished us, he accomplished a lot of stuff. And he used to stand there for hours on end, looking in a sefer, not moving. I remember he used to come in the morning for first Seder, he's standing there learning. Afternoon Seder, he's still there. Night Seder, he's like mamash until the wee hours of the morning. Mamash. You know what chalishut ha-da'at that is? Zeh haya goy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that is? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Speaks English. What he's like, I mean, Asians, they speak English. He was like a computer programmer, and he was... But he was holding, he finished Shas and whatever. Such a mechayev. Wow. Look at that. Chalishut ha-da'at. we were born Yehudim, and we struggle, yeah. זה היה גוי. You know what I'm saying? ממש. Afar. And then what? And then he comes and he was בא לחסות תחת כנפי השכינה. He comes, נכנס בבריתו של אברהם אבינו, and now he's being מחייב אותנו. Kind of thing is that. Ruth therefore was זוכה להעמיד את מלך המשיח. Because of that dedication, because of that אהבה that she expressed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Rabotai, it's been real. Hopefully, I'll see a lot of you in the summer. But otherwise, we'll continue. We'll pick it up and come back.